Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. A group of 10 Republican senators is asking for a White House meeting to discuss their alternative COVID relief package to President Biden's $1.9 trillion proposal. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana tells Fox News the plan could win bipartisan support.
Ours is about $600 billion. We are very targeted.
He says the plan matches Biden's funding for vaccinations, but sharply decreases funding to help schools reopen for in-person classes. The GOP senators say their plan narrows eligibility for economic relief, targeting those with the greatest need. It also extends enhanced federal unemployment benefits at the current level. Top Biden advisor Brian Deese says the president is open to ideas, but uncompromising on the need to move with speed on a comprehensive approach. Chicago public school officials want to restart in-person learning tomorrow, but Sarah Karp of member station WBEZ reports their plan will be derailed if the school district can't make a deal with its teachers union.
In Chicago, teachers and staff are refusing to work in person until an agreement is reached, and if they're blocked from teaching remotely, they are threatening to strike. At a virtual rally yesterday, American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten told them to keep fighting.
So we are with you every step of the way. The demands from the CTU are what science says we need to do. It's the pathway to safety. And so we are going to fight like you know what.
The school district and the union announced yesterday that they had agreements on four issues, including ventilation and safety protocols. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Karp in Chicago.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is summoning state governors to meet tomorrow morning to address the country's slow vaccine rollout. Esme Nicholson reports just over 2% of the population has received an initial dose so far.
According to Merkel's office, representatives from major vaccine manufacturers and from the EU Commission are due to join her and Germany's 16 state governors to find solutions to the major shortfall in vaccines. Speaking to the Frankfurter Allgemeine newspaper on Sunday, Federal Health Minister Jens Spahn said there's no reason why the coronavirus vaccines from China and Russia couldn't be used in Europe, providing they're approved by the European Medicines Agency. While the EMA granted full approval of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine on Friday, Germany's health authorities recommend it is given only to those under the age of 65, citing a lack of trial data about efficacy in the elderly. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
This is NPR. The pandemic has disrupted the choreography of Broadway schedules. Theaters shut down more than 10 months ago. Tony Award nominations for the shortened season were announced late in October, and a planned online awards ceremony never happened. And now Jeff London reports it's been announced Tony voting will take place in March, and the awards will be presented in coordination with Broadway's reopening.
The 784 Tony voters, producers, industry members, and press will be allowed to vote between March 1st and 15th for a small slate of Broadway shows, but because of the shortened season, none of the nominated musicals have original scores, and only one leading man is eligible to win a Tony for Best Actor in a Musical. When Broadway reopens depends on the delivery of vaccines. The American Theater Wing and Broadway League, which sponsor the Tonys, wouldn't commit to a date for online ceremonies. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
England's 100-year-old Captain Sir Tom Moore has been hospitalized. Moore drew international attention by walking 100 laps around his garden during the UK's first coronavirus lockdown in order to raise money for the National Health Service. He raised nearly $45 million. Moore's daughter posted on his Twitter feed that he tested positive for COVID-19 and needed help with his breathing. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.